with his powerful might. That would have taken away our freedom. That would have broken our spirit. We would not have been able to participate freely. We would have been unable to give of ourselves in love. So this is how God chose to save us. The first sound of his voice would be a distant cry in the wilderness, a tiny hidden light, invisible in the full light of this summer day, a tiny voice drowned out by the noise of the world. John was that voice, that cry in the desert. He knew well that he must decrease, that the true light might increase. So this birth, in the midst of the longest, brightest day of a full summer, announces a birth that will take place in the darkest day of the year, the dark, short days of winter, symbolizing the true darkness that has descended upon our world, and the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high, shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. In those dark days of December, when the world has gone dark and silent and cold, there will be another birth announced by John. The birth of the true light shining like a brilliant star in the midst of a midnight sky. The voice of John the Baptist will announce the coming of a living word who announces the truth in a world that must finally be ready to listen. My brothers and sisters, you are now that generation in this time and place who must stop and listen. I present for the model, Zechariah. It's time for us to shut up. It's time for us to find that rest between the beautiful melodies. We must stop and listen. We must seek a light that shines in darkness and not be enticed by the lights of our world. We have to keep our antenna raised to hear the voice of God. And if we do not stop, if we do not pause, if we do not listen, if we do not seek this light, we are then conforming ourselves to this world and becoming like everyone else. So, I got to this point in my homily on Sunday. Me a little longer to get here, I shortened it. And as soon as I said, it's time to turn everything off, the cell phone went off over here, and the cell phone went off over there. I couldn't have timed it better if I tried. But I have one of those smartphones, and it's programmed. I'm actually smart enough to program it. It rings a bell, an actual recording of our church bells at St. Edward. It rings a bell at 9 o'clock, again at noon, and again at 3. It reminds me, in the midst of everything else, to stop. Actually, our church bells ring at those times, too. And slowly but surely, a new generation of Christians in Newark, California is learning the Angelus. And so whether you pick up a breviary or whether you just stop at your work and say, the angel of the Lord declared it to Mary. All of us will have a moment to remember the incarnation, the humble obedience of Mary, and the quietness of Zechariah. A simple, humble prayer. With cell phones and iPods, it would be hard for us to resurrect an old and ancient tradition. But really, the method matters less than to the decision to stop and listen. You and I are to be conformed to Christ our Lord. We must, day by day, be changed into his likeness. We are his people. Our citizenship is in heaven. We can belong to any country and to any group or to any choir, but our citizenship is in heaven. We must slowly but surely listen to his word, seek his light, and if it's like the scriptures, it's when the whole world goes dark, and the light from on high shines upon us. So I invite you today in this Eucharist to commit yourself to listen. If John was a voice crying in the wilderness, it's time for us to listen. If Jesus was the light shining in a darkened sky, it must be time for us to seek his face, because his